Circles Describing Spheres, 2014, is a site-specific installation conceptualized by anarchist architect Adrian Blackwell. While Blackwell has played on this theme of structures for discourse before, this specific piece has never been fabricated. At first glance, Blackwell's design may appear to be an introverted set of bleachers, not facing a field or stage, but rather making the audience themselves the spectacle. Thought-provoking in itself, this provocation was not the goal. Blackwell's intention was to develop an architecture that reflected the needs of the anarchist meeting circle. According to the artist, quote, "The anarchist meeting circle is a basic ordering device for non-hierarchical discussion. A group is distributed symmetrically in a space where each person, from his or her unique location, can see, hear, and address every other person present. Our world is a sphere, and its shape is often used as a metaphor to describe social and political worlds. The anarchist circle is a social structure primarily used in discussing the construction of a better world, one that refuses the violent hierarchies that structure early 21st century capitalism." End quote. As you look at the piece now, I encourage you to touch it. Actually, I encourage you to walk on it, climb over it, find a seat, and then find a different one. This piece activates its anarchist potential only when it is being used, not pondered. In the words of Ernest Larson, another artist participating in the show, quote, "Nearly the entire arsenal of anarchist practice may be comprehended in two words, direct action," end quote. Hold a meeting on these bleachers. Is there a part of you that wonders if the proceedings would operate differently? That without the implicit hierarchies of space that we arrange ourselves constantly, the group, and therefore each individual within that group, can engage in a more honest interaction with themselves and others? This is not Blackwell's first foray into anarchist architecture. In Alan Antiff's essay about Adrian Blackwell's work in Toronto, Antiff emphasizes Blackwell's role within the real world of capitalist gentrification. However, it becomes clear that fully realized anarchist intentions are not immediately and openly embraced, especially with dynamic tension between the two main aspects of Blackwell's practice. One, anarchy, and two, architecture. Antiff explains, quote, "Architects build the environments we live in, but the creative freedom of the architect is systematically constrained. How, then, can one radicalize the social potential of architecture? Blackwell's solution has been to incorporate architectural concerns into art making, prefiguring anarchic social relations in the guise of art that takes aim at the popular culture of capitalist gentrification and the social relations marked out in the urban space it creates." End quote. Blackwell's circle describing spheres does just that, and we get to experience such box anarchy within the confines of the gallery walls.